Pierre Louvrier, Paris, France, is like France's number one Packer fan. And you know, we're kind of in a hole here right now because the Packers aren't behaving normally. And it could be because we're too close to it. You know, I mean, everyone knows someone who knows someone who knows someone, you know, who knows someone who works in a locker room or some idea what's going on with the Packers, you know. But there is a place called the WOS Bar in Paris, France. It's in the Latin Quarter, I believe. And in it, Pierre Louvrier always watches Packer games. He started the whole continent, actually, is now watching the Packers because of him. We have him on the phone right now from Paris, France. And, of course, our first playoff game or the wild card game is coming up. So we want to get his insight on that because he'd be the man to ask. Pierre, how are you?
Hi, Michael.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. You know, you're kind of like a well-known hero around here.
Well, that's way more than what I am.
Yeah, no, in Wisconsin here, that you're kind of famous because you did come to your first. When did you come to your first Packer game?
I believe it was in 2013.
Yeah.
I remember it was Packers Tampa Bay.
Uh huh. Okay. And who was quarterback?
We can
figure it out. But who was quarterback at the time?
It was Rodgers already. It was already Rodgers.
Okay, it was. Okay, it was Rodgers. Yeah. Did you ever see Brett Favre play?
No, but the first game I ever watched, and that's how I became a Packers fan, was in 97, was the Packers-Broncos Super Bowl, where Favre played, and unfortunately we lost it. And a friend of mine organized it, was a Packers fan, not knowing anything about American football. I followed my French team, and Favre was a quarterback, and he's a bigger reason why I became a fan. And I'm still a fan to that day.
Yeah, and he's French. Favre.
Yeah, somewhere down the line, apparently, yeah.
Yeah, probably way down the line or something, because it's South Mississippi, but there's a big French contingent down there. And Green Bay itself, you know, is part of the French colonization of, they came through Wisconsin, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nicolette was the founder of the bank or something, yeah?
Yeah, Nicolette and Joliet and all those guys with French names.
And Louvrier now.
Yeah. Yeah, all of them. I could name all of them, but I don't want to impress you too much. Because how did you become a Packer fan? How did it happen?
Honestly, it's during that first game, and I liked the team, and my friend explained to me then that, you know, Green Bay was the only community-owned team in the whole North American sport, and that really appealed to me.
Yeah.
At the time, I was quite much into soccer from my youth. From a little town in the countryside, which is named Auxerre in Burgundy.
In Burgundy.
And I like the parallel because, you know, my team was by far the smallest in the French First Division. And we won the championship, we won the cup, and we played the big guys in London, Glasgow, and everywhere in Europe, and we won them.
Yeah, you did.
And I just decided to identify myself, like, say, yeah, do the same thing, and I've been following Green Bay since.
Following the Green Bay Packers. You could have followed the Cleveland Browns or someone like that, I guess, really, if you're looking for a team that never wins.
Yeah, I like and, the green color.
Yeah, you like the green color. That's great. And so, well, that's really interesting now. Have you been following the team, the constant, this season?
I haven't missed a game since 2007.
Yeah. And some of them have been pretty easy to miss, actually. It's been a very, this very, very,
oh, God,
very trying season. What is your take?
Tell me about it. I was in Denver and in Charlotte for the two games that the Packers lost this year.
Really? Yeah.
That was difficult. Denver was very, very painful to watch. Oh my Lord.
Yeah. What do you think is going on from your point of view? It's probably a better one looking from the outside looking in.
From a very, very outside point of view, well, we finally have a defense, but now we decided it was more fun to play without an offense.
more fun without an offense.
I mean, the old O-line is, the old O-line is injured, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Most of the starters. I love Aaron, but it seems to be also not the same on the second half of the season. And the receivers have got this great new habit of dropping the ball every time they can. So it's not helping either.
Yeah, Davante Adams, for example.
Oh, my Lord, Davante. I'm so disappointed. Fortunately, you've got James Jones, eh? Think of it if you didn't have James Jones.
Yeah, we're lucky to have it. And Davante, I think that's a French name too, isn't it?
No one has heard of it.
We can't blame France for him, I guess. Okay. So it's
not all on that one. You can blame it for many things, but not that one.
Yeah. It seems to be a general collapse. But, I mean, what do you think explains it? Is it the injury thing, or what's going on? Is it a coaching problem, or what's your take?
Well, I mean, there's definitely something that happened after the bye week, you know, where, mm-hmm. like, we're 6-0, and I mean, it was completely deflated after, like a deflated ball. Hello, Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. After the Broncos game, and since then the team hasn't been able to find composure and rhythm on the offense. Every time Rodgers got enough time to throw the ball, there's no free receivers or gets sacked, and I really don't know what's happening. I'm not very confident for the end of the playoffs. I'm glad that McCarthy took over the play calling, and that's the main vibe we got here, but we're quite puzzled on how many games we could have won at the last minute and in the end just been lost. So I don't know what the take is in Wisconsin, but it's we're all a bit confused here of what the solution is now.
Yeah. Did you have to educate yourself on football, like the ins and outs of it and the ramifications and the plays and so forth? Because it's not very popular in France in general, is it, American football?
No, I'm originally a rugby guy, so the contact sport in between like rugby and football is kind of similar in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And but after, yeah, I was lucky enough to have very big fans, friends of mine who explained to me the rules and the process. And then since then, you know, NFL videos and following the history of the Packers, you definitely have to educate yourself. And once you get into it, you're lost for life. You're in it.
That's fantastic. Now the wild card game is at 7:30 or something here, isn't it, on Sunday? So wouldn't that be like 1:30 in the morning in Paris?
Actually, the schedule I have for the Packers on Sunday is 10:20 p.m. French time for that one. So it's not too late. That's good enough.
Okay. It's at 10:20.
But to give you an example, that's... Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
10:20 p.m., yes. 10:15, 10:20 p.m. this weekend.
Okay, all right. So that's not bad.
Last week, you know, when the Packers played Minnesota on Sunday Night Football, that means that we start showing the game at 2:30 a.m. and we finish watching at 6 a.m.
That's at the WS bar?
What bar, yeah.
Yeah.
What bar?
The WS bar.
We're very proud to be the only Packers bar in Paris. Not that we did it on purpose, because it's just basically a place where I'm happy to be able to show my fanship. But yeah, we are, and we're quite proud of it.
Yeah.
I'm a shareholder also of the team, and yeah.
You are a shareholder?
Yeah, got 3 shares thanks to my girlfriend at the time, who made me maybe one of the best presents anyone could ever offer me.
I know. I got my daughter a share, but you know they're worthless. That's the only problem. I hate to break it. I hope that's not...
It just looks nice.
It's nice. It's a nice gesture, and so forth. So the Welsh bar. Are you an owner of the bar or part owner of the bar where you watch? Beer.
8 years and a half now. Been the ride.
Yeah.
We're the only Paris bar. We like the biggest selection of spirits in Paris. Like, you know, like bourbons and Pappy and all you want, and nice place to go.
Yeah. And is it done out in is the bar done out in Packers colors? Do you have the green and gold and all that?
No, we have what we call a shrine, where we have all our Packers memorabilia together, including something I'm very, very proud of. We have a signed photograph from Bart Starr, which is signed for the people of Wide Open Spaces Bar in Paris.
Yeah.
So it's one of the nicest thing we have. But no, it's not all over the bar. It's around it, but the bar still is another. You know, NFL is only 16 weeks a year in France, so the rest of the time we have other things going on too. But every week, you know, that's the crazy thing about Packers fans. That's something which every season or off season, we have between 10 and 20 Packers fans stopping by the bar in Paris just to say hi to the Packers bar in Paris. I mean, this is incredible. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Do you think that it's made some American football fans in Paris as well who didn't follow the sport before?
I think so. The Packers is definitely the most the most followed team in Europe, because you know they are human compared to some of the big teams. Mm. And American football has definitely been growing in France over the last 5 years. Super Bowl is now on national television every year. Like public that anyone can watch, and we have a steady crowd of French fans coming also every week.
Yeah, and when the games run that late, overnight till 6 a.m, do you have to get dispensation from the city council or something to keep the bar open?
Absolutely. On weekends, Friday and Saturdays we can close that late, but every other night, like a Thursday night football or Sunday night football, we do get a special authorization for it. Yeah, it's it's a mission sometimes.
Is that hard to do with the French city council there?
It's with the police. Fortunately enough, we're good guys, so we don't cause them trouble. They're happy to comply, so we haven't had difficulties this year. But it's not a good year when the Packers play the NFC West because all the games are so late for us. Yeah. It's not helping at all.
Yeah. You got any predictions for us, Pierre, for the first of the games, of the wild card game?
Definitely wish that we're going to do something against the Redskins. I definitely think there's some space for it. And as long as we don't lose against the Bloody Seahawks again, I'm happy.
Yeah. Okay. So does that mean you're saying Packers over Redskins?
Well, I wouldn't be a Packers fan otherwise. I have to. Definitely with all my heart.
You're a good guy, Pierre. We love you. We love you here. Want you to know, don't we love
Thank
Pierre?
You very
Packers,
much,
our Packers man in Paris, France. Pierre Lurier.
See you in Paris next time, Michael.
Yeah, thank you very much. Nice, it was wonderful talking to you, Pierre. Best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye. That's Pierre from Paris, France. That's Paris, France, not Paris, Texas, in case you thought it was Paris, Texas. It was not.